Focus on the texts. Sonnet composed upon with Mr. Bridge. I wandered lonely as a cloud. One of the central themes of Wordsworth's poetry is nature. Nature, to Wordsworth, was the expression of the ideal in the real, the mirror of the divine absolute, the ultimate reality. Generally, his descriptions of natural landscapes draw inspiration from everyday life and from his personal experience. Sonnet composed upon with Mr. Bridge, for instance, refers to a morning when Wordsworth crossed with Mr. Bridge in London with his sister. I wandered lonely as a cloud is also connected to the poet's personal experience, describing a time when he saw a field full of daffodils waving in the wind. In comparing himself to a cloud, Wordsworth removes himself from the ground, and so from terrestrial vision, inducing a sense of lightness and spatial disorientation. The position of the cloud, suspended in the sky, allows for an inversion of perspective. The daffodils became a host, resembling a cluster of stars in an inverted cosmos, where the ground has become the infinity of space. Often Wordsworth's descriptions of nature are idealizing, a result of his search for harmony between man and his environment. Although he occasionally sees a glimpse of sublime chaos, as in his initial vision of the daffodils, he immediately converts this into a sense of reassuring order. Central to Wordsworth's vision of nature is the importance of its influence on the human mind, and the mind of the poet in particular. Wordsworth's poetry describes the world of nature as it exists outside, but it is particularly concerned with the inside effect that it has on him. It has the responsiveness of his senses and of the inward dive of his consciousness. However, we also occasionally see how he uses his mind to give shape and meaning to nature. Although Sonnet composed upon with Mr. Bridge is set in an urban environment, the way he depicts the city in this poem is not very different from the way he describes the field of daffodils in I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud. This has the effect of eliminating or ignoring London's unpleasant urban aspects. Wordsworth celebrates the idea of fusion between man and his natural element, looking for the moment of insight which nature can give him. Inevitably, this means that he often ignores the changes occurring in the environment, both rural and urban. He is nostalgic for an idyllic natural landscape, which is fast disappearing.